Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
All right, and here we are. Home again. You're in our home, the McFaddens. Welcome in. TwoBlindSquirrels.com.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to our house, our humble abode, our office, our dwelling.
Come on in. We'll mess you up.
Take your shoes off. What? Did you say we'll mess them up?
We will. Mentally. They'll be mentally completely
lost,
messed up.
Messed up.
After they listen to the show.
That's an interesting.
They aren't already because that's why they're listening.
That is odd.
Why is that odd?
It's odd that you would say something like that.
Why? Why is that odd?
Have you heard this song before?
Yeah. Half past dead. I know the words, too.
I could lay my head. Anybody can help me. Where a man might find a bed.
He just grinned and shook my hand.
Oh, sorry.
So was all he said.
Take a load off, Manny. So,
take a load for free. I'm going to kill John Wilkerson here for a minute. Take a load off, Manny. And
put the load right on me.
A lot of people don't know the name of this song, and I'll give them that. Which is called "The Weight."
The Weight.
You would think the name of the song would be like "Take a Load Off Annie" or something like that, or maybe even "The Load" or
is that
a
the
load.
Band?
The band.
Yeah,
is the name of the band. Mm-hmm. The name of the band is the band. Can I have
I'm
that?
I'm putting
at least?
It away.
Okay. She can't not bang something. It's not a pen. It's she's gonna have something to bang on my desk. Okay. Can y'all please write in and or call in and tell her how annoying that is so that she won't do it anymore. Thank you.
Sorry.
So we go out, like I said, with my brother and Jen, and we had a great time.
Yeah, we had fun.
I want to start off this show by saying how much fun I had with him and how
we
glad
did.
I am that he came and did this with me.
Yes.
And he'll probably never do it again because the rest of the show I'm going to like give him a hard time. A little
he
bit.
He will too.
Anyway,
so we better listen, do this again.
So we listen to this song, which is the band, by the way. Now, I grant you, I don't say that most people know the name of the song, and maybe not most people know the
name
of the band.
You've heard the song
but
before.
You've heard the song, right?
Seriously, you've heard the song.
Okay, this is another one I want to play here.
Okay.
Let's see?
Yeah. I heard lots. This was the band. They were Slightly Tilted. Is that right?
Yeah, the name of the band was Slightly Tilted.
Yeah. They did a bunch of covers, and then they did some original. And they were, I mean, they had every kind of guitar known to man, and they all played every instrument. It was amazing. They were good musicians. And it was, you know, it was pretty good.
It was all right.
You know, wasn't the best thing I ever see or ever saw, but
wasn't the best thing I ever heard.
No. But it wasn't horrible or anything.
So,
good songs. I mean, songs we like.
Well,
at least Brad and I like.
But see, my brother grew up listening to the exact same songs I did because he wrote in my car. That's what I don't understand about this. He's only 6 years younger than me, but I guess he didn't remember much of it. So, you were listening to...
This is all you have to hear. The Doors. I mean, you don't even have to hear, like, any more than the first couple notes, and you know it's the Doors, right?
Right.
Yeah. You heard it, and I'm like, oh, they're standing up the Doors. Cool.
Riders on the Storm.
Who doesn't know that?
So you know this one, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's heard this song.
I mean, even if you're young,
you've heard this
you've
song.
You've heard the song.
I've got to believe you've heard this song.
Seriously. So do you think Val Kilmer was a better...
Val Kilmer was a better Jim Morrison.
Was a better
Jim
Morrison than Jim
Morrison?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. The next one we heard was 6 Days on the Road. 6 Days on the Road. Another one we heard was...
the banjo.
The Blind Faith song.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me that they wouldn't know that, though.
Everybody's heard it, though.
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, that one, maybe not as much. I mean, there were some that were a little bit more obscure.
I guess.
Maybe they wouldn't have known. But there were like a lot of these, low, like the door.
The Low Spark of High Heeled Boys.
Yeah.
By, not Van Morrison, the other guy. Steely Dan.
Yeah.
And Can't Find My Way Home. I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
Blind Faith. So these are the songs they're playing. Which I didn't know they had a classification, but evidently they're called 70s Roots Rock.
Right.
Okay. And
what is that?
This is not them. This is somebody else covering it. So
Where'd you go?
Sorry, I'm looking for the Blind Faith song. Give up. So we get into this set, you know, maybe 8 songs into the set.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm, you know, no, tapping
maybe,
my
maybe,
foot.
Maybe 5 songs into the
I'm
set.
I'm tapping
maybe,
my five, foot. 5 songs. I'm singing along.
We're singing along.
You know,
and I noticed that Jen looks over and says, oh, look, they know this song too. And I was like, y'all don't know this song? And it was, I don't remember which one it was. And, it was The Wait.
Yeah.
And I said, y'all don't know this song? And she goes, I've only known one song they've sang so far. I've only heard one song they sing so far. And I didn't even know it. I just had heard it before. I'm like, what?
And then I thought, surely Carrie knows these songs.
These are the greatest songs of the 70s. And I'm kind of looking at my brother going, this is hilarious. And she doesn't know anything.
But she wasn't born until 1978.
Okay. I was born in 68. And I know all the songs from the 60s.
Well, true. I mean, you know. I know all the songs from the 50s, too, but, you know.
I don't keep up with those very well, but.
And I actually know the songs from the 40s, because my parents are from that generation. Because
your parents are old.
Yeah,
dirt.
So I have all the big band stuff. So, but Carrie didn't even know them.
Carrie didn't know
them. I was
them.
So
that's
surprised.
That's what really blew me away, because.
But, you know, that's because your dad listened to 50s and 60s music.
Early 60s.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, not the rock of the 60s. And so he wouldn't have ever heard any of it, I guess. There'd be no reason. I was very surprised, though. I just was. I was a kid, you know, during this time, the 70s. But my brothers had their posters plastered all over their walls and their vinyls playing all the time, very loud. If it wasn't Kiss... you know, later in the 70s, earlier on, it was, you know, it was Steely Dan and the band, and they did Sweet Home Alabama, and they didn't even know that one.
No, they didn't do Sweet Home Alabama. She said the only song she did by Leonard Skinner was,
oh, it was Sweet Home
Alabama. Freebird. And I said, you don't know Sweet Home Alabama? And she goes, like, the movie.
I'm like, well, then you know the song, because
it was
in the movie.
Oh, that was a song?
He didn't brand like the little vein in his head. He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. It was
but I
hurting
can't
him.
My brother didn't know, because I was looking at him going, hey, she, you know, she's so young, she doesn't even know these songs. He's like, I don't know these songs.
What?
But they enjoyed it. Now I
they did
say,
enjoy it.
I
yeah.
said, do y'all want to leave? Because I kept saying, well, when I realized they didn't know
yeah.
these songs. And really, we didn't go there to hear this. We went there because
we were hoping that it was.
We had been
be
there before,
folk.
And we kind of checked it out.
Yeah,
we'd been there before, and it was all singer songwriter.
Uh-huh.
It was all original stuff,
and that's stuff that Carrie really likes.
And me and Carrie both get into like mm-hmm. local stuff like that and singer songwriter stuff. And so that's what it'd been. It wasn't just the night we were there. It's like that's what this place was all about,
right?
And so we come there expecting to find another. We didn't know this band, but we expected them to be singer songwriter stuff. It was all they sang one original song the whole night.
Yeah.
And
they did jam a little bit, which was good.
They did jam.
If they would have just
songs.
Jammed all night, then I really would have enjoyed that.
That would have been okay. So they did that. So I wasn't like really keen on staying.
So then he was checked out, and he was. But they enjoyed it.
But
even though
kept,
it was kind of loud for Jen,
I kept giving him a chance to get.
I
out
I felt
there.
Bad because it was loud for
it
her.
It was really loud.
And
for
if
her.
It was loud for Brad and I, then it must have been loud because. My tolerance has gone up because I hang out with Brad, who thinks everything has to be loud. So I don't notice things like I used to. And it was a little bit loud. And it wasn't. It was just the acoustics in the place. I don't
yeah.
think it was that loud. It was just the singing
well,
didn't
you
wasn't over the music well enough.
You
so.
Couldn't have a conversation without yelling in the person's ear next
mm-mm,
to you.
Mm-mm.
And that's just too loud for an enjoyable evening. And that's
especially
not
if you're sitting in a chair. around a table watch at a coffee house type place.
Right.
I mean, this wasn't that kind of, this band didn't fit the setting, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I think that was the
main
thing.
I mean, if I was at a concert and I was standing up going, yeah, you know, with my lighter, it'd be different.
By the way, I think I said Steely Dan earlier with a low spark of high-heeled boys. It is Traffic.
Traffic?
Traffic sang that song. But just to save people from sending me emails.
And telling you that you were wrong.
And telling me that I'm, how wrong I am. The point is that...
It made me feel old.
The point is
that's
that,
the point.
The point is that... That we picked this place because it was singer-songwriter and you could talk. You know, it was acoustic and you could actually comment during the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
well, we'll go back again and it'll be good. But they still had fun.
Yeah, we kept giving them chances to leave.
They had a good time. Like, we had great conversation. It was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. But we'll pick this time we go. Next time we go, I'm going to make sure what it is.
Yeah.
Before I go.
You'll know what you're getting.
What we're going to get into. Now, you had a comment about people, about a dating service, a new dating service that we might be, that me and you might be interested in?
No.
No?
No. Not so much.
Oh, I thought you did.
If you're interested in this, I'm concerned.
I thought you had that. I thought you had something you wanted
to talk
about.
No, I saw this little excerpt about... That there are now websites for married people to have affairs.
I thought, oh.
So not.
I thought that was MySpace.
Not like websites that where you just happen to have an affair,
uh-huh.
You know, like MySpace or uh-huh. like these chat rooms, you know, uh-huh. back in the day.
No, these are specifically designed.
Back
to...
in the day when we'd sit and chat. Yeah. That just kind of happens.
These are dating services for married people.
These are websites designed for married people to go and find somebody to have an affair with. That's their purpose.
What's the you want to give out that website address?
No.
Oh, I thought we would give them a plug.
There's more than one.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'll put it in the show notes.
I found this very interesting because they interviewed these women,
yeah.
who were not in the best of marriages, and so. They were seeking companionship. I mean, they stayed in their marriage. They didn't want to get divorced. They wanted to stay married.
Oh, that's good.
So,
I don't know what to say. There's nothing to say.
So they go out and they seek some relationships. They go out and they meet somebody. Okay. So it was so fascinating. They suck me in. It's so fascinating because at the end of this whole ordeal,
uh-huh.
the woman who'd had the affair with someone else, she says, you know, I don't really think that this had a positive effect on my marriage.
Really? What part of boinking somebody else didn't help your marriage?
She goes,
I can't believe that.
She goes, you did not just say that.
What did I say?
So anyway,
yes,
she says, and it, you know, and I just don't think that it's helped my self-esteem, and it's really helped me as a person develop and to grow as a person. And I'm thinking, seriously, you went into this thinking that you were going to come out better on the other side?
Yeah, it'll make me feel better. It'll make me feel better about myself. I'll find somebody who really wants me. My husband doesn't want me, so I'll find
all it does is make
me.
You feel like trash because you're cheating on your husband. How does that make you feel better?
I don't know. I completely understand the thought process. But it's
well, yeah.
It's a flawed
but it's
process.
A it's flawed, and surely.
But you're naive to think, Faith, that people don't go into this thinking they're going to feel better.
Well, sure they do. That's otherwise they wouldn't do it.
My husband's not meeting my needs, or my wife is not meeting my needs.
Yeah, that's why they have affairs.
And you know, if she's not going to sleep with me, I'll sleep with somebody else, and you know.
Right, and then I'll you know I'll have all this over here, but then I you know get my benefits over right. here. Seriously. I don't know. I just thought...
My husband doesn't make me feel
what is
special
happening?
Anymore. You know?
What is happening?
I'm sorry, the end of the world? Maybe? The end times have arrived?
Didn't the pastor say something about...
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Man. Tomorrow we're going to tell you what my pastor said this last week. And it's, in fact, I am going to publish the actual...
Yes.
Let me turn off low spark of high-heeled boys while I talk about this. Because that's a little distracting.
Yeah,
He's going to publish
and to hear the sermon
on Sunday. It won't be part of our regular show, but it will be part of this feed. Because, I mean, this is not because I'm pushing my church.
No.
Or anything. I would feel remiss if I did not pass this on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the way I feel.
I want everybody to hear it.
I'm not gonna make you listen to it, of course, but
we highly recommend
it. We are gonna cover what he said in the show tomorrow, and then we're gonna actually publish the sermon.
We recommend you listen to it.
And we have permission to do so.
It's really good. Really, really good. And I think that it is comforting in this time as well. Comforting and challenging.
It's comforting and challenging.
It was comforting to me.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Save it for the show. Okay, hit me with something so we can get a laugh out of the show. And then we'll go on.
I can't hold anything anymore, so I can't hit you with anything. You won't let me hold anything. You're going to bang it or something on the table.
You're bad as Rush Limbaugh.
You're going to bang it on the table. See, that doesn't bother me. It's actually kind of endearing.
It's endearing?
Even though Rush Limbaugh bugs me now, I can't take it. I can't listen to it anymore.
I don't listen to him.
I can't. I used to listen to him. I'm sure we've had this conversation. I've talked about this before,
a couple of times.
But I can't. I can't listen to him anymore.
Well, I can still listen to him. Every once in a while, I listen to him to figure out what's going on.
He makes me mad.
He doesn't make me mad. I listen to him to figure out what's going on. But
and it's not because I don't agree with him.
When Bush,
it's just in his presentation.
When Bush was president, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Listening
why?
To him. Because he was... I don't know why. Huh. I don't even care why. And I don't listen to him on a regular basis now. I just, every once in a while.
Catch him.
Sam does. So if I'm with Sam, I'll listen to him. So
okay.
Doesn't bother
interesting.
Me.
Okay. All righty then.
It's just not what I prefer to listen to. I prefer to listen to great podcasts.
Yes. Like the Two Blind Squirrels.
The Jen and Dave Show.
.com.
JesusGeeks.com. The True Love Show. Piano Steve and the Beyond the Pod, Beyond the Box podcast.
John chapter 3.
Stuff like that.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.